there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Friday, the 3rd of November, 2017. We currently have Bitcoin at $7,300. Wow, $7,300. Woohoo! And that's up 2.5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum at $298, which is up 3%. Ripple, which is at 21 cents, which is up 8%. And Litecoin at $55, which is up 4%. And Dash at 270, which is also up 4%. So we're seeing the altcoins rise back up again. We saw the decrease in price the last couple of days, but it's good to see that they're coming back. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash.
Crypto news stories from around the world.
All right, let's get into this. So the headline, $200 billion market cap, $10 billion day trading volume. How far can the crypto vortex go? A bit of background here. This story is going to cover how we got to the $200 billion market cap, which, by the way, is a huge milestone. What are the catalysts behind this? What's pushing this up? And yeah, we're going to dig down into it. So let's get into this. The trading frenzy following Bitcoin's push to $7,500 is in a full swing, with almost $10 billion changing hands in the last 24 hours. $10 billion, that is. Data from CoinMarketCap shows a combined $9.2 billion flowing through exchanges tracked by the resource since Thursday. The global cryptocurrency market cap is now over $200 billion, a new record, with Bitcoin accounting for $125 billion of that. So commenting on the price and volume growth, instant conversation platform Challengely told Cointelegraph the prospect of SegWit2x hard fork was the more dominant factor influencing markets. We suppose that the possible Bitcoin hard fork is the key reason of the tremendous uptick. In order to get extra coins, investors buy Bitcoin and exchange so-called altcoins to Bitcoin, causing enormous demand, CEO Constantine said. Okay, so what he's saying there, just for anyone that doesn't understand that, say if you're holding, you're holding Monero, you're holding, what are some of the other altcoins? Monero, Litecoin, let's think about this, Dash, Ripple, they're called altcoins, okay? So they're alternative coins. So if you're holding those and you know this hard fork is going to come, you know you're going to receive some free version of Bitcoin, e.g. Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Gold. People are buying into this to receive that, and they're switching up, which makes sense, and which makes sense for the price in altcoins to drop, which we've been seeing for the last couple of days. We're now seeing that pick back up, so obviously buying back into it at the cheaper rate. So we've seen 3x increased demand on buying Bitcoin for the last few days on Challengely. Altcoin markets have tumbled with Bitcoin's rise, many reaching lows not seen for several months, Cointelegraph reported Thursday. Boom. That makes perfect sense. If anyone's been watching the markets for the last week, we've seen the price just absolutely crash in some of these altcoins. But guess what? They're picking back up. And as I said at the beginning of the show, we're seeing Ripple up 8%, Litecoin up 4%, Dash up 4%, because people are buying back in after these lows, after receiving their Bitcoin Gold. Let's go on to the next story. All right, second story today. Bitcoin trying to find stability. Alliances Arena softened stance on crypto. So a bit of background here. Mohammed El Arin, he used to have a really negative viewpoint on Bitcoin. He said that it would halve in value on CNBC. He's very popular on CNBC. He's on there a lot, and they really value his opinion. So a lot of people listen to him. And this story is going to be about how he's changing his opinion very slightly. So let's get into it. Alliance's chief economic advisor, Mohammed El Arin, has joined Bitcoin skeptics, appearing to soften their stance on the cryptocurrency. In a manner similar to JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon, El Arin has previously stated Bitcoin should be worth 50% of its value, told CNBC it was trying to find stability. It's more of a commodity than a currency, he said, comparing Bitcoin to a commodity rather than a currency. Okay. As Bitcoin reaches new all-time highs of $7,500, bubble concerns many expect are taking a back seat in light of a key decision by Wall Street giant CME Group to offer Bitcoin futures trading by the end of 2017. Woohoo! When El Arin had previously comments in September, Bitcoin was trading at around $4,000. He had forecast prices would explode, but the adoption by the masses is not going to happen. With Coinbase adding 100,000 users daily in November, Ellerin nonetheless voiced concerns about long-term adoption prospects. My major concern over the long term is the assumption in the price about adoption consistent with reality. That's the issue that investors should ask if they're holding Bitcoin for a couple of months, he added to CNBC. For his part, Diamond had declared he would no longer mention Bitcoin at all after his infamous fraud accusations went viral and caused a price dip. Other JP Morgan senior executives have gone on record saying the banking giant is open-minded on the issue of cryptocurrencies in general. Wow. So, I mean, what does that tell you? Someone who was very negative to it, he was following the flow, and they've basically gone back to him and said, hey, Mohammed, you said that it was going to half in value when it was at $4,000. You said it was going to be $2,000. How about it now? It's 7.5. What do you think? So he's having to tread very lightly of his words here, which is a great story. Let's get on to the next one. All right, let's get on to the next story. Bitcoin jumps $400 in one day and soars to a new record high. This story is going to go through the catalyst behind Bitcoin itself, what's been pushing it up, what we're going to see as well. So let's get into it. Bitcoin skyrocketed past $7,500 on Friday, hitting yet another record high. The virtual currency shot past the $7,000 mark for the first time Thursday and finished on $6,895 towards the end of the Thursday session. According to CoinDesk, the cryptocurrency reached a renewed all-time high of $7,500 at 6:40 a.m. ET Friday, after opening at $7,030. The jump in price saw the Bitcoin price rise 6%. Analysts believe more institutional investors could warm the digital token after derivatives operator CME Group announced it would introduce Bitcoin future contracts this year. Woohoo! This is Bitcoin crossing the divide from the Wild West of finance to the mainstream. Charles Hayter, CEO of cryptocurrency comparison website CryptoCompare, told CNBC in an email on Thursday. Futures from an incumbent exchange from bring Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies into the regulatory fold. This allows more complex financial products to be created and will eventually open the doors for institutional money. I agree with that. That's fantastic. So let's get into this. So why is this potentially going up in value? What's been the catalyst behind this? So upcoming hard fork. The world's largest cryptocurrency is being faced with another fork in the blockchain distributed ledger that underpins it later this month. Investors and miners, volunteers who approve transactions to add them to the blockchain are currently divided by the direction of the digital asset. Mining Bitcoin is a long procedure, and a number of people in the Bitcoin community are debating ways of speeding up the process. Bitcoin has already undergone two hard forks this year, both of which led to the creation of new cryptocurrencies. The first in August led to the creation of new digital token Bitcoin Cash, and last month another fork led to the creation of Bitcoin Gold. Some believe that another fork could result in yet another split in the blockchain, leading to the creation of a new cryptocurrency. According to data from CoinMarketCap, Bitcoin Cash was trading at $651 at 8:29 a.m. ET Friday, up almost 17% for the session, while Bitcoin Gold traded at $129, up 2%. Bitcoin skepticism. A number of critics have expressed doubt about the cryptocurrency. On Thursday, the chief executive of Credit Suisse said that Bitcoin is the very definition of a bubble. Debatable. I think most banks in the current state of regulation have little to no appetite to get involved in the crypto currency, which has such anti-money laundering challenges, Thiam over at Reuters said.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
All right, top Twitter tweet of the day. So to kick things off, we've got Max Kaiser. Go follow him at Max Kaiser. And this is a tweet. $4.7 billion traded yesterday. 100,000 new Coinbase accounts open in the last 24 hours. 200 DMA rising to $3,300. 10,000 for Bitcoin is happening. Boom. We love that. All right. So Andreas, the second top Twitter tweet of the day. He says, and you go follow him at AANTONOP. He said, excited by all new all-time highs, make sure to stop, breathe, and review your storage system, your keys, your coins. Extremely important. You need to make sure everything is secure If you weren't sure on that, please revert back to our podcast at the beginning of the week where we talked about storage, how to buy your Bitcoin, how to store your Bitcoin, how to get involved in ICOs. Please listen to that. Listen to how to get your Trezor set up. If you haven't got a Trezor, please look into the cold storage facilities. It's the safest way to store your Bitcoin. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
All right, let's get into this. So, SVK's current crypto global view. I've got two things here. So the first thing we've been watching very closely, SVK crypto, is the price of Ethereum. So we talk about ICOs at this part of the show, but what we have noticed here is that the price of Ethereum is not correlated to the amount of ICOs coming out, which you'd find quite strange, because the more people that are getting involved in the ICOs, the more people that are buying Ethereum, because it seems to be the crypto of choice to invest, and a lot of these are based on the Ethereum blockchain. So we're not really seeing the price move in conjunction with that. Actually, we're seeing Ethereum at 8-month lows. So is Ethereum a good time to buy? I think that at the levels we're seeing at the minute, I believe at the minute it's around $289. I think just under the $280 mark, $279, $275, I think that's a very good price to get involved in Ethereum. If you look at the long term trajectory, if you believe in the space and the ICOs coming out, I think it's a really valid point to have another look at Ethereum and not to downgrade it as easy as some of the other altcoins. So let's get into this ICO. Today I've absolutely delivered for you guys. We've got a great ICO. It was actually out today. It's project name Mobius, and the token symbol is MOBI. The hard cap is $39 million, which contributes for around 30% of total token supply if hard cap is reached. The conversion rate, 1 MOBI equals 12 to 16 cents, depending on contribution time. Maximum market cap at ICO on a fully diluted basis is US $130 million. Bonus structure, 5 to 18%. Bonus during pre-sale, depending on contribution amount. Pre-sale whitelist, pre-public sale is now going live. Blockchain platform is Stellar, which is fantastic. It's good to see that we're using different blockchains to base some of these new ICOs off. So this is really interesting because we've got to see how this does. Are the community going to support it because it's going to Stellar? Are the Stellar community going to back this up as well? We're going to have to wait and see. But let's get into what they do. So Mobius aims to integrate the blockchain ecosystem into apps with its dApp store and public APIs. Mobius makes it easy to connect applications, devices, or data streams to the blockchain ecosystem. Wow. So let's kind of take a step back and look at the team's experience. So David Goban, the CEO, is a serial entrepreneur, previously co-founded Pluto, Mail, and Yoshi. Okay. The COO, Cirrus, previously founder of Incentru and middleware consultant Oracle. And we have head research scientist Monis Raman, PhD student at Stanford on computational and mathematical engineering, previously CTO of Next2%. Advisors of Mobius include Jed McClab, co-founder of Ripple and Stellar, Jackson Palmer, creator of Dogecoin, and Daniel Corey, co-founder and CEO of Pactum Capital. So with that in mind, you've got a pretty talented team here kind of backing it up. Also, it based on the Stellar blockchain, I find that extremely interesting. So this is something SVK Crypto is definitely going to keep an eye on. Please keep posted. And also, by the way, guys, please feel free to review, comment us. So when you're listening to the app, please give us a good rating. Share it with your friends, family, anyone in the crypto scene. People you meet on the street, just let them know the good word. SVK Crypto, 15 minutes of crypto fame is out there. Spread the good word. It's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a great weekend. We'll speak soon.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.